Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Thursday, November 26th. Happy Thanksgiving, friends. And what a strange one it is, right? With coronavirus case counts skyrocketing in the U.S., many of us are staying home and forsaking big family gatherings. And maybe there's no point in cooking a turkey for just a few people, or you have turkey roasting fear. Whatever your reasons, this could be the year of takeout Thanksgiving. Last week, the trade magazine Restaurant Business observed that so many restaurants are offering holiday dinners to go that operators that aren't are in the minority. Of course, in many areas, restaurants are now forbidden to serve diners indoors, adding to the takeout mania. Whether you're opting for local flavor from a hometown independent restaurant or choosing from a chain, how are you going to get that hot meal from there to here? Well, an app, of course. Delivery services have had huge pandemic boosts. Not surprisingly, they're ready and waiting to ferry millions of holiday meals. In particular, we're presuming that the CEO of DoorDash is particularly thankful for the extra business today. Just last week, the Silicon Valley company filed to go public. That filing has been met with as much skepticism as a novice cook eyeing his first turkey. Now, let's be clear. DoorDash is now the largest delivery service in the U.S. by volume. Revenues grew exponentially after the first lockdowns, and they've continued to surge. Since January, DoorDash has delivered more than 540 million orders, according to the company's SEC filing. That's about three times as many as the same period a year ago. This year's orders brought in almost $2 billion in sales, again, well over double the same time last year. Sales are likely to continue growing as long as the pandemic is with us. But here's where some of the skepticism comes in. Like many a tech company, DoorDash is focused on growth at the expense of profits. The delivery business is a dogfight. DoorDash is up against Uber Eats, Grubhub, Postmates, which Uber Eats bought in July, and restaurants' own delivery services. As a result, the company has only had a couple of profitable quarters since it was founded 7 years ago. Yeah, one of those quarters was this year. In the second quarter, DoorDash has turned a profit of $23 million. But in the third quarter, DoorDash once again lost money. That despite restaurant owners' long complaints that DoorDash takes as much as a 30% commission from them, in addition to charging customers delivery fees. New regulations intended to protect restaurants could rein in those fees. And yet, in the strange economics of our time, the company's valuation skyrocketed from $2 billion last year to $15 billion now. This means that even if DoorDash can't find a path to profitability anytime soon, its investors stand to make a lot of money in an IPO. Consider the IPO's timing from another perspective, too. The company filed on November 13th, just a little over a week after winning a victory in the most expensive ballot measure ever to hit California. Along with other gig worker businesses like Uber and Instacart, DoorDash spent millions to win passage of Proposition 22. That proposition exempts some companies from a new California labor law that reclassifies gig workers as employees. DoorDash has a million drivers called Dashers across the country. Having to furnish them with sick leave and unemployment benefits would have threatened the company's existence, they say. Passage of Prop 22 made DoorDash's IPO prospects much brighter, CNBC reported. Under Prop 22, DoorDash, Uber, and others will have to provide some health care benefits to drivers, along with a minimum earnings guarantee. Over time, those Dashers face their own existential threats. In the future, DoorDash says it plans to replace them with drones and driverless cars. The same kinds of challenges and controversies dogged DoorDash's rivals. Uber Eats has also soared on the back of pandemic restaurant closures, but analysts say it's held back by the waning fortunes of Uber's ride-sharing business. And Lyft is now partnering with Grubhub, which went public in April of 2014. Both Uber and Lyft went public last year, but by the end of the year, their shares tanked. Now, we hardly expect you to think about all this messiness when you're just trying to get dinner on the table, but just know that beneath the soaring sales, the food delivery business isn't all sweetness and light. Maybe go pick up your meal yourself? Just a thought. Happy Thanksgiving. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Wondery app, or wherever you're listening right now. Join Wondery Plus and the Wondery app to listen ad-free. I'm your host, David Brown. This episode was written and produced by Elaine Appleton Grant, edited by Emma Cortland. Our executive producer is Marsha Louie, created by Hernan Lopez for Wondery. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.